Oregon may soon become the first state to require labels on genetically engineered food. A ballot initiative known as Measure 27 would require food producers to label genetically engineered ingredients in food produced or sold in Oregon. 70% of food sold in the state would be affected. The labeling measure has been fought by food and biotechnology companies such as Monsanto, DuPont, General Mills, and Pepsi, calling themselves the Coalition Against the Costly Labeling Law. The campaign has spent over $5 million, outspending labeling advocates 25-1. John Stauber, the executive director of PR Watch in Madison, comments on the corporate coalition.
Rather than Monsanto and DuPont leading the way, they fund phony AstroTurf coalitions and carefully recruit pro-industry scientists out of academia, pro-industry farmers. They create coalitions with wonderful sounding names that claim that their only objective is to save the consumer money. Unfortunately, since the real public interest side of this issue, the consumer and environmental groups who are in favor of labeling, the family farm groups that are in favor of labeling, don't have the millions and millions of dollars to spend, it becomes a one-sided debate.
In the days before the election, the Coalition Against the Costly Labeling Law has flooded Oregon voters with television, print, and radio ads to persuade them to reject labeling. The coalition repeatedly refused to comment on their campaign, referring reporters to one of their ads.
Measure 27 would force Oregon farmers to use a complex, misleading food labeling scheme no other state requires. It would increase our production costs, increase food prices, and put Oregon food products at a huge competitive disadvantage. It would also cost taxpayers millions for more government bureaucrats and red tape.
The opposition estimates that mandatory labeling of genetically engineered foods would cost more than $500 a year for a family of four. William Yeager, economist at Oregon State University, estimated the cost at less than $10 a year per person, using figures from other countries such as Australia, where labeling is mandatory. But costs aren't the only argument. Much of the debate centers around consumer choice. Stauber comments.
We hear the giant companies that are the biotech industry, like DuPont and Monsanto, always praising the market, the free market. But the market can only work if people are able to make informed choices. And surveys show that once people find out that this food has not been adequately safety tested and may be unsafe for humans and the environment, they're not interested in eating it. And frankly, the genetic engineering industry is totally opposed to the free market in this instance and wants to literally force genetically engineered food down our throats.
Both sides of the debate see Tuesday's vote as central to deciding the fate of genetically engineered food in United States markets. Craig Winters, the executive director of the Campaign to Label Genetically Engineered Foods, explains.
They know that if they lose Oregon, that they've essentially lost the entire country, because the food manufacturers faced with a situation where they're either going to not sell products to Oregon or sell them to Oregon but have to segregate them and make a special process. They're simply going to say, well, why don't we just go ahead and eliminate genetically engineered ingredients out of our product line for the whole country? It'll be the beginning of the end of the genetically engineered soybeans and corn.
This is Sevilla Mann with Danielle Shinoweth for Free Speech Radio News.